keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard them locked out jailbirds sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
I like it. You know, why not? Why not a little Elvis Presley to roll you through a free-for-all Friday? 888-900-9966, a free-for-all Friday. Brian Crabtree here, the publisher of Talk40.com, a guy who spends his time talking to other folks here, townhall.com, and on his own radio program, talking to the good folks of Atlanta. Brian, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure. So, you know, I'm sitting here, and I've been contemplating the fact that I listen to the media sometimes. It's painful, but I do it. And they keep telling me that Donald Trump has accomplished nothing. And yet I'm reading through these new articles that are fascinating that so far he has dumped 860 regulations that were hurting businesses in America, a couple hundred more that haven't taken effect, several more they won't even consider anymore. And then I find out that Barack Obama and his administration had a secret list of proposed regulations that were so ridiculous and over the top, they didn't even tell people about them because they didn't want to get, you know, the heat for it. But rolling back these regulations, you look at the business sector every day in America, Brian, look at it. It's getting stronger every day. So this notion that somehow Donald Trump is doing nothing is absurd.
Well, it's fake news. And that's why, you know, groups like CNN and such, they're fake news because 93% of their coverage is negative regarding Trump. They don't cover the fact that we have illegal border crossings down over 70%. They don't cover the fact that stock markets at record territory due to optimism and consumer confidence. They don't cover the fact that the unemployment rate is falling more rapidly than it ever did under Barack Obama. The 225,000 jobs gets washed under the rug by the fake stream of media. They don't cover any of that. And you're right, regulations, I mean, this was a month old the last time I checked the number, but it equated to about $65 billion in savings to the economy and lost productivity.
Yep.
The regulations Trump has gotten rid of as of the end of May. So the number now probably is eclipsing $100 billion.
Now,
that's
one of the
kind of progress.
Yeah, that's big progress. One of the things that has been hung around Donald Trump's neck from the moment he came down the escalator at Trump Tower to announce his candidacy in 2015 when he talked about rapists and murderers and so forth, you know, that he is a racist, he is a xenophobe, he's this, he's that, he's everything else. But the mainstream media, whatever you want to call them or refer to them as, has failed to report, for the most part, the striking news out of Long Island, New York, where 17 murders have occurred at the hands of MS-13. The first 8 people arrested, where they beat these people to death and hacked them into pieces with machetes. The first 8 people arrested, 8 for 8, every single one is an illegal alien here illegally murdering Americans. And is there 8 for 8? Brian, this isn't some small thing. 17 murders in all. More people arrested now. But the first 8, every single one was illegal. I will hazard a guess that most of them will turn out to be illegal, and there won't be a peep from the news media.
Yeah, and I'll give you even more of an egregious story here in Atlanta. On July 5th, a mother named Isabel Martinez, she killed her 4 children. She had 5 total. The other one almost died, and her husband with a knife. Turns out she's an illegal immigrant. She was upset she couldn't go travel back to her father's funeral. And I think that story has been in the paper and on every TV outlet, both digitally and on their broadcast here in Atlanta for the last, you know, last nearly a month now.
And I've never
every
heard
day,
of it. I've never
day.
Heard of it.
And they're, one or two times they've mentioned, one or two times out of all of those stories, they've mentioned as a footnote that she's an illegal immigrant.
Well, and here's the fact that, you know, that story, you know, I consume a lot of news. I've never even heard of it. And here's another illegal murdering because the children would be illegal American residents, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, people go, well, if you'd have left them alone, maybe that would be the left response, you know, this is what happened. No, if you'd sent them back to hell where they came from, she wouldn't be sitting in the country upset, unassimilated, that she's stuck between two worlds, one that she knows and the one that she is in that she can't function in, and she wouldn't be frustrated living in a multicultural Hispanic pod in Gwinnett County, Georgia. And her kids probably would still be alive because she wouldn't have gone bonkers. That's the problem with the way we treat these people. You know, they're political props, for one thing. It's very frustrating to be in this country and not be assimilated. And on top of that, you don't have the right. And
but then
the only
you're
way
accused.
To deal with it is to put them back where they came from.
You're accused then of being a racist and a misogynist and a xenophobe and a whole host of other names, whatever they can attack to your forehead, Brian, because that's the way it works. Because when you don't have a good argument, just label people and call them names. Meanwhile, I'm going to say this. I don't know if I've ever said this on the radio. I've said this in private many times. Ivy's somewhere cringing right now, thinking, oh, my God, what's he going to say? Here's what I'm going to say. The most racist people I have ever met in my life have all been liberals, and that's a fact. The most racist people I've ever met in my life have all been liberals. Let me give you an example from the New York Times. This is new and this is fresh. New York Times reporter Greg Howard, writing in the paper's race-related newsletter, penned an essay singling out white women because they don't move out of the way on the sidewalk for him. Why only and why specifically just white women do they refuse to acknowledge me because they've been taught that they should fear black men? Any acknowledgement of black men can invite danger? This is the New York Times, Brian, from this week.
Yeah, it's funny. I was on a show yesterday and the host said just that. The most racist people in America are liberal. We need to start echoing that on the conservative side of the aisle much more because it's the truth.
It's also the truth.
Psychologically something called projection. So if you are the most racist person you know, the best thing to do to hide that fact is project everyone else as a racist. You're a bigot. You're a racist. That way the focus is on you, not on me. Figuratively speaking, of course.
Right.
And so that's the psychology behind it. They know that they harbor these racist thoughts, and so therefore to practice their self-aggrandizement and their self-righteousness that they do on the left about how great they are, they project all their own problems on everyone else. And that's just typical liberalism.
No, but it certainly is, and I make no bones about it. The most racist people, and that's not saying that all liberals are racist, just so I'm clear on that. But the single most racist people I've ever met, and you know, and I could, if you could go back and figure who they were, always liberals. And I have some friends that are liberals that are not that way. So to be fair, I'm not blanketing everybody. But make no mistake, as a group, and as you look at the comments made and published in the New York Times, and different things that come out of these people's mouths, and they're forgiven for. Hillary Clinton makes jokes about race and so forth. That's okay. She didn't really mean it that way, really. Because if Donald Trump made a race joke, it'd be okay, right? I mean, come on.
Well, because you have to understand, it's okay. It's called moral math. If you do a lot of good things, then you're allowed to do some bad things on purpose. And, you know, the math still adds up that you're still a better person than everybody else. That's the way people like Hillary Clinton think. So, look, she gives as a senator, as a first lady, and as a would-be president, she's the one giving a lot to the minority. So she has the right to say things that you don't have because you're a conservative and you're not going to give anything. You're just going to take from the minorities. And then you're going to say the same things, and that makes you not only a taker but a racist. But as long as you're giving, you can still be racist and not be racist.
Well, you know, it's you know, how do you get your mind around that one? You know, I just sit there and go, all right, there you go. Anyhow, a big day in Atlanta, I'm sure, as it always is. It's Friday, and you've got obviously a big audience there. Do you think, real quick, I got about 15 seconds here, because I saw a new poll that 1 in 8 that voted for Donald Trump wouldn't vote for him again. Of course, that equates to just about 90% would vote for him again. Any belief from you that Trump supporters are fading at all?
Not really, no. I don't know what the alternative is. I also saw a poll that said Donald Trump today still would beat Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, so I saw that too.
I don't buy the polls. If they're soft enough on paper, they're good toilet paper. But beyond that, I don't know there's much use for them.
There you go, Brian Crabtree. Always a good conversation.